Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone, and happy holidays to you. I'm very grateful for you joining me tonight. I am Jennifer Hillman, intuitive life coach, healer, expressionist, and I am available for personal appointments. If you would like to get a personal reading, you can check that out on my website, angelsintuition.com. Tonight, I am talking about more of the stuff that I did last week on the shifting energy. And as I was beginning to write the script, all of a sudden a channeled message came through. So I'm going to be taking your calls after I finish writing this message. Now, I was starting to write the script, so it starts like a script and then goes into a message. So be patient with me. Tonight I am discussing more of the shifts that we've been having and continue to have on a daily, if not hourly, basis. I've heard many people that feel like time is going faster. Well, in reality, it is. There's a reason. We have been going through the ascending process, going to the next level. And to do this, time needs to be accelerated to the right vibration, because we're going to a higher frequency than we're used to. I've been having vertigo for the last month, off and on, until recently, which it is now, like daily. And I've had to let go of many things that I have a passion for, and like many other people out there, have been having very strong emotions, such as anger, and not really understanding exactly why the emotions are there, except the fact that the old person I was, and who you were, is going or dying at a rapid rate. The negative aspect of the ego is being transformed into a motivating factor, where you are being forced to accept your responsibility in your life, making minor and major changes to keep yourself in integrity with yourself and with Source. The warning, be careful what you ask for, is a wise one to listen to. Your wording and the emotions that you use with your words have a strong impact, not only on your path, but on the ones around you. Remember that you do have an impact on the person, many other people within the universe, not just on planet Earth. We are all one and we're all interconnected. So the ones who have made a choice to try and remain as they are being pushed to make the changes they're so afraid to make, regardless of what they were thinking. So we're all here to let you know that there are also some astrological aspects that are coming up in December that are going to help support these changes and that final push to get us all through the ascension. Like on the 12th and the full moon in Gemini, it literally will be lifting the clouds out of your head and your heart, and clarity will come through. Saturn, Uranus, Mars, and the Sun are making a grand cross with the full moon, Gemini. The twins, the two sides of the people, will be showing themselves, and not always in the most positive of lights. The major shifting tunnel with this, the full moon, will have all the strong aspects attached to it, bringing forth a stronger you by releasing and forgiving the people around you who have been trying to hold you back from where you truly should be. Many of you may be feeling like you're on the losing end of this game, but it truly is for the highest good of all in the long run. This is why we have to stress you take time for yourself by sitting in the stillness, listening to soft music and breathing, connecting to your heart and to Source during this hectic time. Many of you are returning to the silence, either by choice or by other means, meaning having illnesses or just being too tired and exhausted to do anything else, but it is time for you to not force yourself to do anything that isn't in your heart. Your truest essence is coming through now, and you need to allow and accept the new beginnings and the vibration that is being integrated into your physical form. It will be continuing for a bit longer than this month, so we're working with you to make the transition easier. For we do understand you are in physical form, and you need to operate within this form. Many of you are struggling on many ways, including financially. Connecting to the silence will bring the means to an end committee there to help you. Within the silence, answers to your situation will come through with your willingness and openness to the inner wisdom and guidance you can receive. It is a great time of change, and the chaos is around everywhere. The interconnection of the universe is operating in front of you. Appreciate your journey you are on, and open your hearts to receive the information to ease the way through this time of ending darkness and the rebirth of the inner light that is the true essence of you. Many blessings and peace to each of you for listening. Remember, your inner child wishes to play, run, and dance during the festive time of the year with all the decoration, gifts, and the presence of the loved ones. Appreciate your loved ones at this special time. Make sure to tell them that you love them without hesitation. For love is the energy that heals all wounds of the heart. Take care of yourself. Understand that you are about to make a new start within your current journey. Enjoy the ride. Happy fifth times to you. With many, many blessings and love. Now I am opening up the phone lines if you have any questions. The phone number is 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it is 888-815-9756. Now, the one thing I also want to mention is I had a wonderful visit last Friday with some friends during a spiritual meeting. And the one thing that we all found very, very interesting is the fact that impeccability is very, very strong with the new energy. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz is coming back stronger than ever. For everybody to truly have and be in integrity with themselves and with others, your word means a lot. The power of the word and the way you use it makes a huge difference. And we do have a caller.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Just fine. And your name?
Ernie.
Hey, Ernie, how are you doing? I thought it was you.
Yeah, how you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, I just had a few questions.
Sure.
About a job change. I don't know. I'm in a good job right now, but I'm bored. And I really don't like where I'm living anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just, I don't know. I'm just ready for a change. I'm ready for a new challenge. And it doesn't seem to be coming. And I've been ready for a long time now, but it just hasn't happened. So I was just wondering, you know.
It's coming. I see it more the beginning of next year, like the end of January, February for you.
Okay.
Right now, you just hold tight.
Uh-huh.
Save as much money as you can because you are moving, and you are moving to a new town.
Well, that's what I want to hear. Yeah, definitely.
A total new life for you.
Excuse me?
It's really a beautiful thing. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, I got married going on two years in July. And my wife just joined me in July because we got married in Peru and, you know, all the paperwork and everything.
Yeah.
She finally joined me in July.
I just feel that the new beginning is really what you both need.
Yeah.
And I feel like what I'm getting is because you're so edgy for that change, it's kind of putting a strain on the relationship a little bit. because you want everything to go so well and be so perfect with this new relationship, with this new beginning.
Right.
And you feel like you're stuck in the old.
Yes.
Like I'm saying, pretty soon you're going to be hearing about something. Keep your eyes open. Ask your wife where she wants to live.
Right.
And go where she wants to go. Start looking in that area, because you'll find something pretty quick.
Right, right. Yeah, we both definitely want to move. We don't like it anymore. It's too cold.
Yeah, because I see you going south.
Oh, that'll be great.
That's what we're hoping for. I'm sorry?
That's what we're hoping for. We both want to. I'm ready to leave. I mean, I've been here too long. And I, like I said, I have a great job, and that worries me because I have a great job, but I'm bored stiff, you know?
Is there a way of transferring to a different location within this?
No, not at all. No.
I didn't think so. Because I see a whole new life, whole new beginning.
Right.
Even a whole different direction for you career-wise.
Right, right.
You might have to go back to school. Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I don't...
It's almost like a refresher course. I see like a 6-8 week kind of like certification for this new job, and it's going to be well worth the time.
Okay.
Because it's going to add like 15% to your income.
Wow.
I mean, it's going to be a huge amount of money, like a bonus if you do this class. So it's definitely be worth going for.
Okay. All right.
Are you thinking of the Carolinas or Florida?
I would love to go to the Carolinas. Yeah, I've been thinking about the Carolinas a lot, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a very good chance. I'm seeing more north over south.
Okay. North, I would think, yeah.
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 Well, and kind of close to, I guess, the east part of the state.
Right.
As being a good place for you. She
right.
needs the ocean, doesn't she? What is your wife's name?
Alexa.
Alexa. That's beautiful.
I love the ocean.
I just feel she really needs water to be near water.
So do I. I've been wanting to live near the ocean for so long.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of like air to you both. If you just breathe when you are near water versus... Midland. I mean, you really need to be near the ocean and see the currents, and it just adds, you really get into the flow of life when you're near the ocean more than anything else. More than a lake or a river or anything else, the ocean really does something for you.
Well, that's what I've been praying for. I mean, like, I've been praying and praying and praying, but I haven't gotten an answer.
Okay. How are you praying? How are you asking?
Well, I'm just asking God that, you know, help me, you know, be able to find, you know, another job somewhere else. But I also want to work with kids and help people.
Maybe that's why you need some kind of certification.
Right.
It might be like the licensing or something like that.
Right.
Because I'm not seeing exactly what the job is.
I
do think it'll be with kids, though. But I really feel that when you're playing, they like to know what you want. So instead of asking and make a suggestion to you.
Okay.
So it brings it a lot faster, and this works with me very well.
I don't understand, though. I mean, when I pray, I tell them, you know, I ask that, you know, I just want to go somewhere and be able to help people, but I also want to be me and my wife to be happy, and, you know, I know that I should be doing more than what I am, and, I want to help kids, you know, I want to help kids progress, you know.
Right.
I want to prepare them for life. So I say all those things. You know, it's just...
Okay.
Sometimes I think I feel selfish because I also ask that I want to be near the ocean and...
No. You're not being selfish. You're creating. You're co-creating your life. So
right.
How is that selfish?
Right. But
you're
I'm not.
But
I'm
let
not,
me let me just suggest this to you, Ernie.
Yeah.
Because I think this will help you.
Okay.
And it's the phrasing of it. When you put want... I've always found that if I say I want something, it actually is pushing it out in the future.
Okay.
So my suggestion to you is I desire and now have my ideal job working with children to the highest good. And with this, I will have a beautiful home near an ocean to share with my life with my wife.
Right.
Something like that. But started out with, I desire and now have.
I desire. Okay.
I desire and now have. And I have found that that really brings things much faster to manifestation than saying, I want this and I want that. And you don't want to say, I need this, because that's desperate and they're just saying, yeah, right. So, but you desire and now have.
I don't get the second part. You said, I desire and...
Now have.
Oh, I desire
meaning
and now
it's
have.
In your life now.
Right. Okay, because I'm worried too, because I'm starting to get older, you know?
Right.
And I just feel like, you know, just the age thing, you know? I mean, I'm 55.
But you're timeless.
I'm 55, but, you know.
Oh, do you know how young you are in your heart?
I know.
You're like five.
I know, but still.
That's
I think
beautiful. People... You're very playful, and you really should be with kids because you can understand them and really, and I see you more like teenagers.
Uh-huh.
13 through 17.
That's it, yeah.
Would be excellent for you because you understand them, you know where their head's at, and you want to get them to a better place than where they are.
Exactly. That's what I want to do. I mean,
and I
did it before when I was younger, but I don't think I did a good enough job because I was younger. Now I'm more mature, you know, more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I can really make a difference, but it's just not happening. I've applied for I don't know how many jobs.
Well, instead of saying, but I haven't gotten it, say, yet it hasn't appeared yet. Like I was saying, wording is really important right now.
Right.
And generally it's thought of, if you say but, you're just ending it right there.
Right.
So if you say yet, it says there's still hope.
Right.
So try to keep the but out of it.
Okay.
Because that is a huge way of saying, I'm trying, but, and that's another thing is trying. Either you're doing it or you're not. There isn't any trying.
Right. But you do see a change.
Oh, yeah. January, early February, you will be in the beautiful South, staying warmer than you are now.
Yeah, hopefully. God, I can't wait. I just have one more thing.
Of course.
Do you see any children for me and my wife?
Actually, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I see at least one.
Yeah.
And possibly two.
Okay. Yeah, because she wants kids desperately, and I want that too. You know, I want that for her too. You know.
Now, is adoption an option?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I mean, but I don't think
so. Because I almost feel like you guys would be really good as a foster parent.
Uh-huh.
Or... kids in transition.
Right.
Kind of, I see you actually having a child of your own. I'm not
right.
saying that. But I see a lot more kids that you kind of take in on a temporary basis.
Right, right.
For mentoring.
Right.
And
right.
that would be wonderful for both of you.
Right, because she desperately wants kids. She loves kids. So, you know, I want that too, because I really, really love her, so.
You'll have it.
Great. Great. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's all. I mean, I just want a change so desperately. I mean, I just, sometimes I worry because this job is a decent job and the way the economy is now, you know, I worry I'll go somewhere else and it won't work out or, you know.
Well, you have to understand, right now, there's a lot of things pushing people to change. And that edginess, you're not the only one.
Right.
A lot of people just don't know what they want to do. You're lucky at least you have a clue on what you want.
Right, right, right.
And you will get it because that's where your path is heading.
Right.
And have you ever done a visualization of the job, you're working in the job? Have you done a visualization of the home you want in North Carolina? Start visualizing your life as you want it the end of January.
I had a vision board up for a long time, but it wasn't working out, so I got it in the closet now with all the stuff that I want, you know, the house, the car, you know.
Well, maybe you should bring it out or do a new one.
Uh-huh.
And work with your wife.
Right.
And do one, you know, literally pick out the house, the kind of house you want. You know, go online and and check out places in North Carolina that you're interested in.
Right.
And check out the housing and see what's down there and
right.
available.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
see, and do it that way.
Because right.
that really is very powerful.
Right.
But I'd say do another vision board because I think that will help you tremendously.
Right. Right. I'm going to pull it back out and do something with it. It's just I'm a pretty negative person. You know, I've been working on that, but I always get these negative thoughts, you know. But I've been better. You know, I've gotten a lot better than when I used to be. I always ask, you know, for protection from the white light, you know.
Protection from the white light?
Yeah, or for the white light to protect me.
Okay.
Know?
Well, another suggestion for you is invoking the violet flame of love and forgiveness.
Oh, the violet flame?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like you need to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of the negativity is. You're beating
yeah.
yourself up for no reason.
Yeah, 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 I do. Yeah, I do. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Well, let's stop it.
Oh, I've gotten better. I mean, I've gotten better, but, yeah, I can beat myself up pretty good.
There's no need. You're
yeah.
absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And if there's anything, everything that you think is a mistake, it's just a lesson.
Right.
You learn from it, you move on. And you
yeah.
know all that.
Right, right.
So what do you think beating yourself up is motivating you to do something better, or is it just keeping you down?
It's just keeping me down, yeah.
So why don't you try and shift it a little bit
right.
to use it as a motivator?
Right, right.
Because a lot of the negative, like the anger, can motivate you to change your situation.
Right.
It, just for example of that. And that really can shift the energy within you if you just say, because I'm so angry about this situation, I'm going to shift it so in high gear towards what I really want.
Right, right. I have to do that, yeah, because I let people affect me too. You know, I have thin skin, what they say, you know. I don't have thick skin.
Well,
so.
Have you ever read The Four Agreements?
The what?
The Four Agreements.
No.
Read it.
The Four
Agreements. And it's by Don Miguel.
Spell that last name.
It's Don Miguel, and the last name is R-U-I-Z.
R-U-I-V?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get that.
He has the Four Agreements. He has some other books. The Four Agreements is like... It's a classic.
I'm going to get it. The Four Agreements.
Yeah, because just real quickly, the Four Agreements is be impeccable with your word.
Uh-huh.
Don't take anything personally. That's
right.
big for you. Don't make assumptions.
Right.
And always do your best.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I mean, very simple things you think to do, and yet people have trouble with it.
Right, right.
But they do have a really good chapter on don't take things personally.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy that book. I'm going to go right online and get that book.
I really recommend it. I think it's a great book, and I do recommend it highly. It's always on my top 10 books to buy if you're starting out your spiritual adventure.
Right.
Because it really is a wonderful book to understand basically what we're here to learn.
Right. Well, I know we're here to learn lessons, I guess. But, you know, I just have this thin skin. I don't know why I let things get to me, you know. What people say, I don't know. I mean, but something I have to work on.
Now, when they say something that gets to you.
Yeah.
Let's help you get a little thicker skin.
Excuse me?
I was just going to help you get a little bit of a thicker skin with this.
Yes,
if you're
I need
interested.
That. Yeah, I need that. Yeah.
Okay. So if say somebody says something that you disagree with or upsets you, can you give me an example of something that somebody has said that has really upset you?
Yeah, just I don't know. Okay, yesterday we had something going on where I work and it was something I work with students at
mm-hmm.
the university. So it was like an appreciation thing for them. And we always do a student appreciation, so you know, we get food and stuff like that. So I asked one of my coworkers, they didn't get the same thing they got last year. And I said, you know, you should have got that. I mean, students like that more. And she came off, you know, she was like, well, you know, this is what we're doing this year, and this is the way, you know, it is this year. And that kind of bothered me, you know, that the way she told me that, you know, that she was going to do, you know, they were doing it this way this year and, you know, forget about last year, you know. And I don't know, I was just trying to make a point that students, you know, student appreciation, we should get the stuff that they want, you know.
Well, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was more the presentation that got to you or what she was saying?
Yeah, I think it was more of the way she said it, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you have to kind of, if something kind of triggers you, just stand back before you react, take a few breaths, and understand it really isn't. And even though you are thinking of everybody involved here, for some reason she thought this was, and I really get it's for money.
Right.
A financial reason why she got this other thing that kids aren't, well, you don't think they're going to appreciate it as much as something else.
Right, right. But I have a problem with people, you know, with criticism. You know, and with gossip, you know, really have a problem with that. When people talk behind your back, you know,
right.
That really gets to me, you know.
Well, just think of it this way. It's their karma.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
So just let it go. Because
yeah.
It really, is it serving you? No, let me ask you this. When you find out somebody's gossiping about somebody, do you go talk to somebody else about the fact that they're gossiping?
Well, we all gossip, you know. I would be alive. I didn't say that I gossip too, but it just.
Now, does it bother you that you gossip?
Yeah, I think about it. Yeah, after the fact, you know, I feel like, you know, that was negative. You know, I do feel that after the fact.
Mhm.
But I do feel that, you know, that took energy, you know, and it wasn't good energy, you know, it was bad energy to come up with something about somebody, you know, regardless whether it's true or not. So after the fact, yeah, yeah, I do reflect on that somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So it, just all you need to do is become more aware of what you're saying.
Right.
And then the gossiping part. But you also have to understand that if there's something that you're supposed to learn about yourself, sometimes talking about a situation that is happening with somebody else, the more you talk about, even though it may seem like gossiping, in a sense, is a healing moment.
Right.
Because they are your mirror. So if
yeah.
they're doing something that you don't like, somewhere along the line, you've
yeah.
done the same thing.
Right. So, yes, I guess gossiping is human nature, but as I've gotten older, it can be very destructive. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't like it, but, you know, like I said, I do it, but I really don't like when other people do it, you know, about me. It really bothers me, you know. It's a, you know, and then it stays with me, you know, in my mind for a while. Like
yeah, and it just eats you up, actually.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I always say, don't let anybody rent space in your head, you know.
Mhm.
But I let it happen, you know. It just stays in there, you know, and I don't like it.
Well, there is, you know, the more you become conscious of it happening.
Right.
And instead of hating it,
yeah.
motivate yourself not to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that. Yeah.
Because you're an awesome person, and I know you can get over all these little, I don't even know what to call them, because they're really not as big as you're making them.
Right.
And you can get over them really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, I just see that the end of January, beginning of February.
Right.
Brand new life for you that's just so fantastic.
Wow.
And another thing on the manifestation board.
Uh-huh.
I recently went to a conference and somebody had made one, a general up, and then you put your own pictures. And they did it on a mirror.
Uh-huh.
And that way, you're seeing your reflection in what you want.
Right.
So the energy in is the energy you're getting back.
Okay.
So that might be something you might think about. If you have a big picture mirror that really isn't being used that much, you might want to make that your manifestation board.
Oh, put the stuff on there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then when you look at it, you also see your reflection.
Right.
So the energy exchange is a lot stronger.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah, it was very interesting. I hadn't really thought about that, but it really is wonderful energy to put it on the mirror.
Right. Can I ask you one more thing? I know I've kept
you
a while.
Sure, that's fine.
My son is 23, and we haven't had a real good relationship the last few weeks. We haven't been talking, and he lived with me up until this past summer. Then he got his own place, and I just worry about him all the time. I was just wanted to know if you were picking up anything.
What's his first name?
Ryan.
I get him very happy.
He's very happy?
I get him happy.
I hope so.
Stop worrying about him so much.
Yeah, I just, you know, because since we don't, you know, we haven't been talking, you know, worries me what he's doing, you know.
Oh, he's just being a young adult, being wild and crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Living his life to the fullest.
That's what worries me, though, the wild
no,
and crazy.
No. I don't see him doing anything illegal.
Uh-huh.
I don't see him doing anything that's really harming him or anybody else.
Right.
To a great extent. He's a very responsible young man. He really is. He's growing up quick.
Right. Right.
And he needs to. But if you want to, you know, have him talk to you more and heal anything that has gone awry, again, the violet flame. Surround the situation between you and your son with the violet flame of love and forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
And it heals everything. It's amazing how, you know, I've done that with some people, and literally, I hadn't talked to him in a while. There's a disagreement. Violet flame within days, like 2 days, they were calling me saying, you know, I don't know what our fight was about, but I really miss you.
Right. So I should just say, you know.
I invoke the violet flame and surround me and my son to heal the situation
right.
with forgiveness and love.
The violet flame. Okay.
The violet flame is a beautiful thing.
Does that have anything to do with Saint Germain?
A little bit about Saint Germain, but it's more Archangel Michael.
Okay. Archangel Michael. I always pray to him.
It cuts all the cords of negativity away.
Right.
So it can heal. If you want more information about the violet flame.
Yeah.
Check out Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
Oh, yeah. When I was younger, I used to see her on TV talking about Saint Germain.
Yeah. She does a lot of wonderful work with the violet flame.
Yeah.
And it a lot of, like, prayers and things are available on a website of hers.
Okay.
And you can always go to summituniversitypress.com.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they have a lot of her stuff on there.
Okay.
And she's got a lot of meditations you can listen to and a lot of good stuff there.
I'm going to do that because, yeah, I used to listen to her when I was a lot younger. I used to watch her shows on Saturdays on TV, she used to come on. And that's why I learned a little bit about Saint Germain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. There is a lot of healing energy with that man as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She does some wonderful work. She definitely has helped me tremendously.
Right.
With her information, so.
I'm definitely going to look into it and look into that book you told me about.
The four agreements definitely would help you tremendously.
Right. Well, thank you, Jennifer. I mean, you've been great. I really appreciate it. I'm glad I called.
Oh, I'm always happy to talk to you, and thank you so much for listening.
And thank you. Thank you for your show, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So, as we were talking, there is many things that are going on right now. And impeccability is really, the more you're good with your word, the more manifestation will come to you because you're being your true self and you're being the very best you can be. It really is. Impeccability is such a huge thing for many people. it's hard to do. It really is a challenge to always keep your word and really watch what your words are. Yet at the same time, it's so very important. I'm actually in the process of writing a book on the use of words and the power of it. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Okay, you need to speak up a little bit.
Hi, my name is Piper.
Hi, Piper, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. What's your question?
Do you work with spirit guides or your guardian angels?
I work with them all.
Okay. I'm calling you, I guess I got through, because I'm looking for a message from either my spirit guide or one of the angels that I'm not hearing through meditation.
Okay. Are you close with your grandmother? Because I'm thinking of a grandmother.
Yes, I'm close to my grandmother.
Is she still living?
No, she is not.
Okay. Because she's a lively one, that's why I ask.
Thank you.
She's very much with you. She says when you are trying to get messages, you're forcing it. You're not relaxing enough.
Okay.
And also you need to really pay attention to your breathing. They're saying your breathing is rather shallow.
Okay.
And they're suggesting when you breathe, feel the breath into your toes.
Into my toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a question for her? Yes, you do.
I do. I do. I'm not sure what the question would be.
I just, she goes, she has to ask the question.
I have to ask the question.
You're very much loved. You're healing. The one thing they're saying is you need to not force things as much as you are. You're working really hard,
uh-huh,
and you're getting a lot done. Take a break.
Okay.
Because you're being really hard on many levels of you.
All right.
Especially emotionally, they're saying. She's saying.
That may be. There's a lot of emotional things going on with all of my children at this time. So that might be because I'm trying to stay within the now and not judge and try to be there for them. So.
And you're also very empathic, so you're picking up other stuff as well.
Yes, very so, very much so.
Do you have a teenage son?
No, I do not.
Okay, because I'm... okay.
I have one that acts like a teenager.
Well, maybe that's it. Because there's one of your kids, and I get a son, who is a little afraid of you.
Oh, really?
And the fear is because you are, you know him, and you know him really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Almost too well.
Right.
And it makes him nervous.
Hmm.
And in some ways, he wants to challenge you to see how far he can go. He wants to see what your boundaries are.
Right. He plays games to see if I can figure it out with him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's 26 years old.
Yeah, I kid him about half that age. I kid him about 13, actually. Yeah, and he is very, very intuitive himself, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's a power play, big time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stop it soon.
I'm sorry?
He's going to stop the game soon.
Good.
He's going to get a little bit of a tough lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That might freak you out, but he'll be fine. It's a
okay.
wake-up. It's just a wake-up call.
He
okay?
needs one. He needs one.
I'm sorry?
He does need one.
He's going to get it.
Okay.
And most likely it's going to be this month.
All right.
And maybe next month, but I'm getting a, yeah, they show me the full moon around the 12th. It's going to be a huge wake-up call.
Okay.
Because he's not just playing the games with you. He's playing it with other people.
Okay.
And he's suddenly going to get a lot of doors slammed in his face that he wasn't expecting.
All right.
At least that's the metaphor they're using. It may be something else. So... But yeah, he's getting a wake-up call.
Okay. He had a heart transplant 2 years ago, and he's changed a lot.
He has the energy of the other person.
What?
He has the energy of the other person.
Exactly. And you can see it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can see it. It really has taken him over.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's lesson to clear his energy.
I think
it's
so.
Almost like he's having a fight with this other person to see who's in control.
That may be.
Do you know the name of the person whose heart it was?
No, I do not, and they will not disclose that.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Because I keep getting the name David for some reason.
Can you give me an area? Because I do know an area where this was from.
They're not showing me an area. They're just showing me David.
Okay.
Very strong soul, left before he wanted to. Way before he wanted to. And just really wants to live. I do see them making peace where your son is in control, not David. It's like David needs to get to the point that he has to ask permission for what he wants. Can we do this? That kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I do see there is really a struggle. And maybe that's why I'm getting the power plays around him so strong. Because it's going on inside of him, and he's just kind of projecting it outward.
Okay.
But it's going to get more balanced this month.
Good, good.
Around the 12th, something's going to happen to kind of alleviate. And he really needs to connect to his heart.
All right.
And talk to it. I know I'm supposed to follow your lead, but you're not my original.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Let's work out something. It's almost like he has a walk-in.
Right. I thought that already.
So he needs to tell his walk-in that his walk-in is in a subservient way.
Okay.
And I know it's difficult because it is his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to blend what I'm going to call David's heart and your son's heart. You need to blend those two things together.
Right,
what
two energies.
What David wanted to do and what your son needed to do.
Okay.
And it will ease. He's extremely intuitive. Very empathic.
I'm sorry, who is?
Your son.
Yes, he is.
Very, very
gifted. I have a couple children, 3 out of 4 that are very, very much intuitive.
Well, actually, they all are. The other one's just too afraid to let it go. Really blocks it like it's so it's non-existent. It will come up. All your kids are very, very intuitive. All of them.
Yeah. Okay, so as far as my grandmother, can you tell me, is she in communication with my mother?
Yes.
She is. Okay.
Your mom is kind of resistant.
I'm sorry, my mom is what?
Resistant.
Yes.
I get a lot of fear around your mom right now. Do you communicate with your mom?
No, I do not. She's passed on, and I haven't really communicated with her, although I will say I have felt her presence a lot, especially with things that are going on with my children and my oldest. She needed some support, and I know my mother's been here. They are very close.
I feel like your mom is about to come back to Earth. Her spirit is, and that's why she's a little afraid, because she's not sure she really wants to.
Well, probably. She's very strong.
Yeah, she is very strong. She's much needed down here. She didn't complete everything that she really needs to complete. So she's coming down pretty quick.
Okay. Is there a possibility that she would be coming down through a child?
Yes.
That's due?
Yes.
Can you tell me what month?
I'm getting spring, summer. I'm not getting a month.
Okay. Close enough. So probably April, the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely coming back.
Are you picking up a gender?
Usually if I get a gender, it's you know, I tend to be off just because I get a very strong or a very passive. And if it's passive energy, I tend to see it more of a female. And if it's strong, I tend to say it's male, and it could be a strong female. So I don't want to say what gender it is.
Not a problem.
It is a very strong being coming in. I will say that.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of strong women coming through these days.
There are.
We'll be running things before you know it. Do you have one last question or anything else you want to talk about?
Can you, would you be able to tell me my spirit guide's name? I think I know it, but I would love to confirm it.
When I'm working with spirit guides, I work with energies, not names. So I'm not the one to get confirmation on a name.
Okay.
The
energy would be fine.
I just get I get a lot of, you have many spirit guides. I definitely get a Native American around you.
Yes.
Very strongly. One of your power animals is the white buffalo. You got buffalo around you really strong right now. And also owl.
There are some of them that are mine, correct.
also dolphin. All of a sudden the animals are popping up.
Okay.
And also dolphin and also monkey. You need to play more.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You need to play more.
Play more?
Yeah. Have fun.
I thought
around
I do.
Like a monkey. Because they're literally showing me a monkey on the monkey bars. Saying
yeah,
that's what
I do a lot of that with my three-year-old grandson. He's almost four. We have fun.
That's excellent. If you haven't looked up the energy of the owl, the buffalo, and the dolphin especially.
The owl, buffalo, and dolphin. Okay.
Look up those energies. There's a lot of lessons that they are coming to the forefront for you.
Okay, I will check their energies out.
But Native American is very strong with you.
Yeah. You're right, it's Mayan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you've definitely got Mayan, you've got some Aztec, you've got Native American. You've got some really strong energy around you.
Do you see me working with gemstones with other people? Crystals?
And meaning using them on other people?
Working with other people with them. I'm learning a lot about him and working with him for myself, so I didn't know if that was also to be used for other people as well, and, you know.
I really see you using them as part of your healing modality.
Okay.
If you're going to be working with people, meaning using the energy in a group environment for healing, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start going to the gem and mineral shows.
Right.
There's a big one in Tucson in February. It's like the second largest in the world. Great stuff here. But that's a good one, and then I think there's going to be one in Vegas also sometime soon.
Okay.
You'll get some good deals, and you'll find you will be guided to the stones you need.
Okay. Yes.
A lot of red and purple stones, very good for you.
Okay, red and purple. Yes, they seem to come to me.
Oh, definitely. And that's the shaman energy within you.
Okay.
You're also going to be studying herbs if you haven't already.
I'm going to be what?
Studying about herbs.
Yes, correct. Okay. Well, thank you. This is confirming multiple things with me going on right now, and I appreciate your taking the time for me right now.
If you have any questions, check me out on my website. There's a lot of information actually on animals on my website, angelsintuition.com.
Okay, I will go there.
And, because I do shaman work as well, so I've got a lot of information on there.
All right, well, thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you very much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to you.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Well, it's been an interesting hour. It went very quickly. I can't believe it. It's almost done. So over the next few weeks, just expect a lot of emotions and a lot of things to come up. All the issues you thought were done are going to come up and just finally get done and finished and integrated into a whole different place and really be very conscious and aware of your words and how you're using them. Do that manifestation board. Do that visualization of what the life you would like to have. That you deserve, and give the universe an idea of what you're looking for. It is a very powerful time with the Sagittarius Sun, which is all about spirituality and manifestation. During this time, the Sun is very close with the galactic center, and we got Pluto just going into Capricorn, which is giving us a stabilization to actually retrieve all our dreams and really get what we truly want. It is a wonderful holiday season, and next week I have Raina coming in. We will be taking more calls next week and talking more about a lot of the interesting things going on. And just understand that drink a lot of water, rest a lot, have some fun, take care of you. And this is Jennifer Hellman asking you if you have any other questions to contact me on angelsintuition.com. I'd be happy to help you out. And with that, with each breath of air, we truly hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.